Welcome to the Full Moon Radio Podcast, your biweekly dose of moon magic, inspiration, and mindset therapy. I'm your host, Nicole Luna, moon manifestation expert, energy healer, DJ, and yogi. I am obsessed with teaching you how to use the moon to manifest the light that sets your soul on fire. If you want to learn how to use the moon and her phases to live your absolute best life, you've come to the right place. Moon people, unite! We are about to have a freaking blast together. Thank you so much for pressing play today. Now let's tune in.
Hello, 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 my gorgeous souls and all the beautiful moon people out there. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I hope you're having an amazing day, feeling gratitude and abundance through every cell of your body. I am feeling a little lazy today. I'm coming to you live from my podcast studio in my robe. I am definitely feeling the effects from the full moon, and I am a little bit tired today, so I am taking it easy. I hope no matter where you are in the world, you're having a great day and you're doing whatever feels good for you right now. If you follow me on Instagram at fullmoon.radio, then you know that I just got back from my Thanksgiving camping trip, and I hope all of you had an amazing Thanksgiving if you celebrate that holiday wherever you live in the world. I personally decided to go camping and start a new tradition with my family this year, and that was my first time camping, and that will be my last time camping. I actually only made it one night out in nature, and we were back at a hotel the next night. It is just so much more comfortable, you guys. I realize that I'm not a camper. I loved Moab. It was my fourth time in Moab. I absolutely love Moab. It's so sacred. The energy there is so great. And I had an absolute blast hiking, biking, and adventuring all around town. But I found out that camping's not for me. So maybe a holiday trip to Moab will be the new tradition, but definitely not camping. Camping is not going to make any type of tradition in my life. I'm a little too bougie for that. Anyways, in today's amazing episode, we are going to talk all about the potent energy that the December new moon and total solar eclipse are ushering in. I'm going to share how you can leverage the Sagittarius new moon to manifest more and set yourself up for success in 2021. As always, I'll highlight the best crystal to pair with this moon, three ways you can use it, and I'll leave you with a positive affirmation to help you align with this cosmic energy and reprogram your mind for abundance and success. Lastly, I have a new music playlist, a high vibrational music playlist to help you raise your vibe, set intentions, and celebrate this new moon. We have so much to talk about in this episode, but before we get started, I want to let everyone know we have a very big online event coming up on the winter solstice this December 21st. You can join us on Zoom for the Winter Solstice Regeneration Flow. We are going to be doing a winter solstice release ritual. We're going to be doing a guided meditation to activate this new Aquarian age that is going to start on the Aquarius, and we're going to do some yin yoga to release any blocks and negative energy that is stored in our bodies, completely preparing us for the solstice, for the new year, for all the amazing blessings and opportunities that are coming our way. If you would like to join us on the solstice, you can join us from anywhere in the world, from your own home. We're going to be meeting on Zoom, and the link to join us is in the show notes below. There are limited spots, so if you do want to join us, please grab your spot before they are all gone. Tickets are selling fast. So, that being said, let's dive right in. We have a new moon in the sign of Sagittarius on the same day that we have a total solar eclipse, you guys. This day is going to be huge, and this is happening Monday, December 14th. The new moon solar eclipse will happen at 8:16 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11:16 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That makes it 4:16 p.m. Universal UK Time. And that will make this new moon eclipse at 3:16 a.m. on December 15th for all of our listeners in Sydney. So you'll either be celebrating this new moon eclipse on December 14th or on the early hours of December 15th, depending on where you are. The eclipse can be seen from South America, mostly from Chile and Argentina. They are going to have the best view. So those of us up in the Northern Hemisphere, Europe, we are not going to see the eclipse the same way that they will in the Southern Hemisphere. But that does not matter because the entire world is going to feel this eclipse and the entire world is going to greatly feel the effects from this beautiful lunation and this moment. This is the last eclipse of this year and the only total solar eclipse that we have this year. We've had 6 eclipses this year, you guys, which is a lot more than normal. Most years we see 4, some years we see 5. This year we've had 6 eclipses this year, meaning great change and huge transformation is upon us and among us. This entire year has been about breaking down the old structures, the old belief systems, and anything that was limiting our life and our freedom. And we've all been waking up to the fact that we are powerful and we are in control of our own lives. And this new moon eclipse is here to add more flame to that fire inside and bring in lots of future-oriented, free, expansive energy. When we have a solar eclipse paired with a new moon, it's like a supercharged new moon. It's like a super big and powerful new moon, you guys. So it's a new moon, but amplified, even more important, even more potent. It's a huge restart and a big burst of fresh energy that's coming to your life. It is a great time to plant seeds and intentions for 2021, and it's the only total solar eclipse of the year, making it almost the most important new moon of the entire year. This new moon is a strong new beginning that will usher in new opportunities for the next 6 months and beyond. When we have a lunar eclipse, we see endings. While when we have a solar eclipse, we see new beginnings and new starts. So the last eclipse was paired with a full moon just back on November 30th. And this lunar eclipse paired with the full moon, which helped trigger some endings. But this is like a supercharged new moon, and you will be experiencing lots of new starts, fresh opportunities, and big possibilities in your life right now. This new moon eclipse is going to last 3 hours in the sky. And there's an astrology myth that how long a total solar eclipse lasts is how many years the effects will last in our lives. So this eclipse has the potential to bring you positive change, growth, and opportunity for 3 years and possibly more. This new moon solar eclipse is like a new beginning, a quantum leap, a jump, a transition, an exciting opportunity, and has the cosmic potential to make big changes in your life and in your belief system for the years ahead. So let's take a look at the sign of this new moon, because the signs, whatever zodiac sign that the moon is in, can point us in the direction as to what we are going to want to manifest and what we should focus on each moon. So if the moon is in an earth sign, then it's good for manifesting materials, money, or career-based intentions. If it's in an air sign, it's a good time to manifest for the mind, for the thought, and the intellect. Fire signs are good for motivation and for success, and water signs are good for manifesting emotional balance, love, and self-expression. So this new moon is in the mutable fire sign of Sagittarius. So we're going to feel very motivated, very driven, and we're going to be asked to become aware of what we need to manifest or clear from our being to be as successful as possible. Sagittarius energy is passionate, it's motivated, adaptable, adjustable, adventurous, intelligent. Sagittarius energy is very open-minded, intuitive, and it's naturally very curious energy. I actually really love Sagittarius energy. It's very good for raising our awareness, expanding our consciousness, and reaching for the stars. This Sagittarius new moon is going to have you feeling ambitious and wanting to bring harmony, balance, and well-being into every area of your life. The Sagittarius symbol is an archer, which is a guy who's on a horse who has a bow and arrow, and he's pulling back his bow all the way, and he's about to release it out into the unknown. And this archer, this energy, reminds us to always dream big, to reach and to aim higher than the stars, and have faith that when we shoot for something, we make it all the way to the target. The arrow represents growth and shows us that we can go far, much farther than the eye can see. But we have to be careful because Sagittarian energy can sometimes be very scattered, unreliable, and when we have a Sagittarius new moon, we can have a tendency to commit to too many things at the same time. And an archer can only aim the arrow at one thing at a time. So be careful this new moon of setting too many intentions, becoming unfocused and complicating your life and your desires. See where you can simplify. See where you can focus your energy more and really hone in on what you want. This new moon is a great time to set a few simple and clear intentions that you really, really want to make happen and have the faith that they are coming true for you over the next 6 months and beyond. This new moon is also changing the way that we perceive the world and shining a light on old habits, old ways of thinking, self-limiting beliefs, and self-righteousness that have been limiting you and your manifestations thus far. The quote of Sagittarius is, "I perceive," and this new moon really wants you to open up your perception and see where your limits are and what beliefs you're holding on to that are still limiting you and your life. This moon wants you to remember that the only thing holding you back from your best life is you and the limits that you put on yourself with your own beliefs and with your own actions. This moon really wants you to free yourself from your lower nature, from your lower vibe, from your ego, from your shadow self, and really let go of all this to become a master of yourself and a master of your own life. The Sagittarius message is to leave behind your old beliefs and your old judgments that have been keeping you stuck in your current vibration and open yourself to a new life and a new light. We're reminded this moon to let go of our self-limiting beliefs, keeping us stuck from seeing the light in others and seeing the light in our own lives. We have to remember that a lot of us are holding on to belief systems that we adopted from our parents, from our grandparents, or from society, and that these beliefs may not even be true for us, or they might not be true for us anymore. These beliefs can really limit our manifestations from appearing in our reality. They are slowing down our flow. They are blocking our manifestations from coming to us. And it's time that we let them go and we start seeing our life as a dream and become the dreamer that you really are. Become the dreamer who dreams up a reality wilder than your wildest dreams and know that this reality can come true for you. It's time to reconnect to your truest self, your deepest desires, your soul's calling, and how you really want to show up and live every single day. It's time to go inside into the depths of your soul and create a future based on the desires that are in your own heart and not by anyone else. We are going through a huge period of growth on all levels right now, and we all have a huge opportunity to drop who we used to be, drop the beliefs that we continue to think, and welcome in a new version of ourselves that feels fully aligned and authentic. Since so much new, fresh energy is flowing in with this new moon, it's best for you to stay open. Stay open to all of the new possibilities right now. Don't let your self-righteousness stop you from any new opportunity. Stay open to any new idea, new job, new groups of people, new relationships, new locations. Just be ready for all new and welcome in the new with open arms. We have the opportunity to show up as a new version of ourselves without wearing all the guilt, all the shame, and all the fear from our past. We have the chance right now to let go of our past and become someone new. Imagine you were going to meet someone new for the first time, and you could be anyone, you guys. You don't have to be the same person you used to be. Who would you be if you could be anyone? What stories would you tell? Who would you be if you could show up as this new person? What traumas would you leave behind? What stories would you not tell anymore because they just don't matter? You could totally recreate yourself right now, and this solar eclipse energy is here to help you do just that. Imagine this solar eclipse as like a snap of the fingers. And just like that, you can drop your past and become somebody new and shift into your best life. You don't have to wear your pain in the present like you used to. You can turn your pain into the past and move forward with open arms, welcoming in all the new beliefs, all the new friends, all the new people, all the new ideas, hobbies, career, everything new that you want. An exercise you can do this new moon is write down the new version of you. Write down your new values, your new beliefs, who you want to be friends with, what you do on a day-to-day, what your work looks like. Write down all the things that you can about this new you. Write down how you want to feel every day. Write down what you want to do and what you want from life. And remember that you can totally recreate yourself from the ground up. Nothing from the past has to be brought into the present. So recreate yourself this new moon. And the other best thing you can do right now is not to hold on to anything. Don't hold on to anything and don't hold back from anything new right now. Be as fluid as you can. Be malleable. Be able to shapeshift into a new version, new person of you. Let go of negative thoughts and beliefs and allow yourself to change. Allow all this amazing opportunity and change to flow to you. Allow your DNA to upgrade. Ask the universe to send you more love, to send you more light, and reactivate yourself and bring a totally new you to life. This new you has to say yes to situations that you normally would say no to. Try a new craft, try a new class, try a new activity, plan an adventure or a staycation. Be spontaneous and see what kind of magic you can create. See what fire you can light inside and focus on keeping that fire lit right now. Worst thing you can do is just say, this is how I am who I am, and I'm never gonna change, because we are all shifting. There are huge shifts happening on our planet right now, and those who are ready and willing to evolve will evolve. We're already all evolving and shifting collectively, and there is a divine plan being worked out right now. So you need to allow your conscious mind to upgrade. Allow yourself to upgrade to these higher levels and have faith in you and in your future. Hold on to your intentions right now. Hold on to your vision right now and find presence and gratitude over the next few weeks and months. Things are going to be chaotic, a little bit confusing, and a little bit stressful from now until mid-February, and the shift is going to continue all the way through 2024. Our planet is awakening, you guys, and shifting. And I've talked about this in other podcast episodes, but I'll highlight it again. On December 21st, we move into a new 200-year phase here on Earth. We are moving from the Earth signs into the air sign era. We're shifting from the heavy, dense, materialistic earth sign energy to the fine, light, intuitive air sign energy. And we're going to move through the air signs from December 21st when we move into Aquarius for the next 200 years, you guys. So we are at the dawn of this great awakening where we're moving into a new age, and we're going to see a huge expansion of conscious energy, and we are moving into more of a heaven on earth type of world where everyone has everything they need, total health, full wealth, abundance, love, and full self-expression. No more suffering, no more struggle. We are moving into a more collective, one soul, one heart, one love type of planet. So we're basically at the dawn of this great awakening where we're moving into this new age, and it's a very concentrated time of expansion. That's why a lot of things are ending abruptly. That's why there's a lot of changes and transformation happening very fast. And the more you can set yourself up for success right now with positive thinking, positive action, and a high vibe lifestyle, you will be ahead of the rest of the curve when the big shift comes on December 21st. And this shift and this transformation into the new age is going to happen for the next couple months, couple years, and it will be about until 2024 when we really see the full surface of the new age. So right now, you can set those intentions, you can stay present, and stay really focused on how you're using your time and your energy. Focus on what you want to grow in the long term and just forget about the rest. It's time to plant seeds that you want to grow and focus on watering them with positive thought and positive action for now. So this new moon is like the start of our new chapter, the start of our 2021, and we are closing the book of 2020 and opening this new book of 2021. And anything that you want to be, do, have, and experience is possible for you now. All the power is in the now. Nothing that happened before matters. You can be, do, have, and experience anything that you can imagine from here on out. So when setting intention this new moon, remember this. Be open to the infinite possibilities that are coming for you in this future, and set big goals for yourself. Set big intentions for your future. Don't be afraid of your goals. They are possible for you, and if they're in your heart, then they are meant for you. Remain in a state of gratitude and presence this new moon. And it is okay if you don't set clear intentions or you don't have a clear picture right now. Just stay focused on your happiness, on your joy, and on the relationships that bring you the most love. Continue to focus on what lights you up, what makes you feel alive, and try new hobbies, crafts, read a book, and learn something new in anything that you're passionate about. Think about how your intentions are going to make you feel, how amazing you're going to feel when you get there, or think about how you want to feel in just 1 year from now, and bottle up those feelings. Bottle up the success, bottle up the gratitude, the joy, the love, the happiness, the I made it feelings, and just bask in them until the new year. This Sagittarius new moon is going to have you reaching for the stars, dreaming really big, and feeling really motivated to go after it. Remember not to set too many intentions and just to focus on what you really want to manifest in the long term. And know that this solar eclipse has such potent energy that these intentions are coming true for you over the next 6 months and beyond. Moving right along, the best crystal to pair with this fiery, motivational new Sagittarius moon is hematite. Hematite is a beautiful crystal. It can either be black, black and white, or purple. Mine is actually purple and kind of sparkly. Hematite is a crystal that you can use to harness all the positive traits of Sagittarius energy and wean out all the negative ones. Hematite is a very grounding stone, and it promotes focus, concentration. It boosts your willpower, your courage, and your confidence. It promotes optimism, trust, balance, stability, and protection. It's a very grounding and protecting crystal, and it strengthens your connection to the earth and makes you feel safe and secure. Its energy fills you up with courage, with strength, endurance, and vitality to move forward towards your goals. Hematite is also known as the stone of the mind and can help you receive intuitive downloads, stimulate your concentration, and enhances your memory and helps you think more authentically. Hematite also balances the yin and yang, the male and female energies of our body, and can bring overall balance and harmony to our body and our aura. Hematite even helps with pain, and you can use it to soothe pain with cramps, and it even helps with anxiety and insomnia. So here are three ways you can use this amazing grounding hematite crystal to leverage and amplify this new moon energy. First, you can wear it as jewelry. Yes, you can wear crystals, which I usually don't talk about on this podcast, but you can wear crystals as jewelry. You can wear hematite as a bracelet, as a ring, or even on a necklace. And just having the hematite placed on your skin is going to help you absorb all of its amazing properties and help you feel clarity, courage, confidence, and strength when working towards anything. The second way you can use hematite is by placing it in your home or in your office. So since hematite is a stone of the mind, it can really help you stay focused when you need to focus. Hematite in the home and the office also keeps the space protected as well. You can place hematite right by your front door to keep your entire home protected from any bad vibes entering. I personally keep my hematite on my nightstand because I like it to keep any bad vibes away from my bedroom, anywhere near my sleeping space. And you're going to want to write down what you intend to manifest this new moon and any intentions you want to set during this Sagittarius moon. Make sure that you write your intentions in the present tense, as if they are already true. Okay, this is a manifestation trick. You want to write any intention down as if it's already here, as if it's already manifested and true in your life. So if you want to manifest love, you would write, instead of just saying, I want to manifest my soulmate, you would write, I am so happy for my soulmate who showers me with love and makes me so happy every day. Or if you want to manifest more money, you don't just want to write, I want to manifest more money. You want to write a sentence something like this in the present tense. I'm making the most online income I've ever made, and it feels so nice to be financially free. Or something along those lines. So figure out what it is you want to manifest, and then write a sentence in the present tense as if that manifestation is already true. Once you have them written, read your intentions out loud to the universe. Say them out loud. Yell it to the moon if you need to. The louder you say it with the more feeling, the more you will amplify this intention. Then, after you write them down and read them out loud, you're going to want to place this piece of paper somewhere where you see it every day and put the hematite crystal right on top of the paper to charge the intention. And like I said, you want to place this somewhere where you're going to see it every single day. So for me, when I'm doing new intentions, I put it on my altar or on my nightstand because those are two places. Or sometimes I put it up on my bathroom mirror because those are places that I really am every day. Just pick a spot where you'll be reminded and see this every day. And you're going to want to read this intention, your intention sentence, out loud every morning and every single night. And then all you need to do is look for signs and take aligned action when you feel guided. And watch the magic happen and start to unfold over the next 6 months, you guys. So you're writing them down, putting it somewhere that you're always going to see, and make sure you place your hematite crystal right on top of the paper to charge the intention and connect it with the moon's energy. Look for signs, take aligned action whenever you feel called or guided, and I promise you guys, these manifestations are going to come true for you. Let me know. Please send me an email or a DM at fullmoon.radio and let me know when the manifestation has came true for you. I'm so excited to hear about what's unfolding in your life. Moving right along, I have our positive affirmation to help you align with this lunar Sagittarius energy and total solar eclipse and keep you on track as you move forward in this new evolution, in this new shift, in this new Aquarian age. So our affirmation for the December new moon is, I allow old limiting beliefs to fall away as I stay committed and focused on my heart's desires. Say it loud, say it proud, repeat it out loud with me now. I allow old limiting beliefs to fall away as I stay committed and focused on my heart's desires. Woo! I love that one. Let those beliefs drop. Let your limits fall. Break down your own walls and go forward fearlessly into your best life, into your heart's desires. Last but not least, I have a new music playlist for you, a high vibrational music playlist for you to align with this December new moon and celebrate the moon. The playlist is ready for you on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/fullmoonradiopodcast. You can also find a link to the playlist in the show notes below. You can use this high vibrational playlist to set intention for your moon rituals, for meditations, for journaling, or just to raise your vibe. Remember, we use music on this playlist to keep our vibration high because when we are at a higher vibration, we are way more magnetic to all that we want to attract. So whether you're just having a bad day or you want to use this music for your morning routine or you want to use this music for yoga or for your morning ritual or for your moon rituals, listen to the music and allow it to shift and transform your entire frequency. Dance, move, and feel the vibe and allow the music to help you raise your vibration and attract everything you want this new moon. Wow, you guys. So please take advantage of this total solar eclipse and this amplified new moon. Make sure you set some intentions on the main goals that you want to stick around for many years to come because this solar eclipse is huge for setting intention for the next 6 months and years to come. Don't forget to join us on the winter solstice and welcome in the Aquarian age at the winter solstice regeneration flow. We are going to be doing some yin yoga, a winter solstice release ritual, and a guided meditation to activate and trigger the new Aquarian age, which is going to be ruling this earth for the next 200 years. The link to sign up is in the show notes below, and I cannot wait to see you all online at the end of the month. Our next episode will be next Wednesday, December 9th, and we are going to be talking all about the limiting money beliefs that you have to let go of before 2021. I'm going to share the top limiting and common beliefs that we all have about money that are actually blocking our flow of abundance and blocking our money from coming to us. This is going to be a really good one, and you are not going to want to bring any of these bad money beliefs with you into the new year, so make sure to tune in next week. If you are loving the show, please subscribe so you never miss an episode, and leave a rating or a review on iTunes because your ratings and your reviews are the lifeblood of this podcast, and even hitting subscribe helps this podcast get shared with more people who need it around the world. I thank each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in with me today. I hope you use this new moon to set some big goals for the new year and you make the most of this beautiful solar eclipse. I'll see you next week. Stay in tune, and I'll see you soon.
I hope you enjoy your piece of clear quartz and you enjoy the full moon ritual spray, and it brings you so much clarity and so much confidence this full moon. Our affirmation. As always, I have an affirmation for you to help reprogram your mind, attract the life that you want, and align with this Gemini full moon. And the affirmation for your Gemini full moon is, I easily manifest love and money. I am open to infinite possibility. I embrace the blessings that are flowing to my life now. Woo, say it loud, say it proud. I easily manifest love and money. I am open to infinite possibility, and I embrace the blessings that are flowing into my life now. Repeat this affirmation 100 times. Repeat this affirmation every day until you feel every cell in your body rejoicing with love, with gratitude and abundance. This affirmation will help you attract love, will help you attract money, will help you attract better relationships, and help you stay open to all the infinite possibilities and blessings that are coming your way this full moon. Last but definitely not least, I have a high vibrational music mix for you to celebrate this moon, shift your limiting beliefs around relationships and money, and let go of any blocks that you need to this full moon. You can use this music to manifest or release, to journal or meditate, to do your full moon ritual, or just to raise your vibration. This music is high vibrational, so it will attune your vibration to those of the higher vibes and help you really channel your intuition and figure out what needs to say and what needs to go this full moon. There is a link to this high vibrational mix in the show notes below, and you can find it on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/fullmoonradiopodcast. I hope you enjoy this music. I hope you enjoy your clear quartz crystal and your full moon ritual spray. I hope you enjoy the transformation that you are going through and the beautiful person that you are becoming, because you are evolving, girlfriend, into the most beautiful version of you. You are evolving into the most happy, most positive, most beautiful version that of yourself that you have ever known. And I am so happy to be guiding you and helping you along the way. We will be back on December 2nd, getting you prepared for the December new moon and solar eclipse that's coming up on December 14th. Yes, we are in the middle of eclipse season, and we have another eclipse coming up on December 14th. This time it's a solar eclipse. Next week, it is Thanksgiving here in the USA, and my family and I are starting a new tradition. We are going camping and on a mountain biking trip for Thanksgiving. So I cannot wait to get outside and literally cook Thanksgiving out in nature and have the first and most amazing Thanksgiving dinner outside. If you're not already following me on Instagram, follow me at fullmoon.radio so you can follow along on the Thanksgiving adventure. Again, I will be back on the podcast December 2nd, updating you for the December new moon and solar eclipse coming up on the 14th. I cannot wait to see you guys again soon. Stay in tune, and I'll see you soon.